he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Aloha, Tracy.
Aloha, Corey.
Well, here we are in wonderful Waikiki on Oahu, and it's a sunny day, and it's great to be alive, and we're really excited because our camp begins tomorrow, and our speakers and delegates are coming in, and there's all kinds of excitement and enthusiasm, and everybody loves Hawaii, and everybody is coming here to learn and to get active, and it's wonderful to have such a beautiful place to gather together the people that are interested in sports, nutrition, health, and fitness. And I'm just looking forward to a wonderful time.
Well, what is really interesting about this whole process is we have been mentally thinking about this for about 6 months. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's a reality. People are flying in and you're seeing them face to face after connecting with them via telephone and email. And it's actually happening now. So it's kind of like, wow, this is cool. Nice people. Fit, good looking group.
Absolutely. We're really going to make an impact and looking forward. We're going to talk more about what the speakers are going to present on and the different topics on this SNU. But first, let's get to the real business. Tracy, what's cooking?
Ooh, I've been cooking. What's cooking? The miracle food of papaya and pineapple. You know, we've had so much company since we've been here in Waikiki. And every time we have company, I always prepare dinner for our guests. And I've heard time and time again the miracles of the food I prepare. What I mean by that is it's not me as a cook, how much I'd like to take the accolades for that, but it is the ingredients that I use and how I prepare them. For example, one of our guests would suffer with pain in their gut after eating raw salads and also suffer from constipation. Now, I sit in our household every day. If you sit down at a meal with us, you have a large salad. And I think this individual was a little nervous to eat a big raw salad. But another friend of ours had flatulence after eating, getting bloated and flatulence. So the miracle is papaya and pineapple that I added to the meal. So this person who had the raw salad and the constipation is a no more. After 2 days of being here, it was a miracle. They're jumping up and down singing opera, and our other friend did not suffer with the flatulence, and we all know what that means, gas and bloating. So we really have to incorporate a little bit more fresh papaya and fresh pineapple if you can get it in your grocery store. Papaya is a great source of proteolytic enzymes that are very important for digesting food. The most important of the proteolytic enzymes found in papaya is called papain. And papain breaks down proteins in the food, allowing for better digestion. And eating a papaya is also a benefit because papain taken orally can treat less serious digestion disorders such as bloating and chronic indigestion. So it's really important that you get that in. You can buy it in pill form. We used to buy those little papaya enzyme tablets that just tasted so good and we eat them like candy. Now, another is the pineapple. It's a member of the bromelade family. It is extremely rare that bromelades produce edible food. The pineapple is the only available edible bromelade today. Isn't that interesting? Bromelain is another proteolytic enzyme, and it's the key to the pineapple's value. It means to break down protein again, the same as the papaya, the papain, and it's also known as a digestive enzyme, so it helps you digest proteins more efficiently. So an idea is the things that Corey and I do. For a super simple lunch or dinner, we'd have a nice big roasted chicken, and we would just have chunks of pineapple or chunks of papaya, and that's it. And I'll tell you, we're full and super satisfied and easily digested the food. Or you can add fresh chunks of papaya to a green salad, and this is where it came in, that raw salad really helped this individual to not have the gas and bloating. Or you could just eat papaya cut in half with fresh lime juice. That might break down the sweetness a little bit, but it's just so delicious. So try, if you can, to get papaya fresh and pineapple fresh into your diet. And you know, kids love it too.
I think the key is, from a practical point of view, is how are you going to work this stuff in? So papaya and pineapple, both are fruits, obviously. They're high in antioxidants and enzymes. They've got a wonderful assortment of phytochemicals, meaning from plants, that donate electrons, they scavenge free radicals. And so one of the favorite ways I like to take papaya, which is probably my favorite fruit of all, is in the shake. So you just, and you know, a lot of people know the difference between a pineapple and bananas. You know, these things are pretty much available in every country of the world. But if you put a papaya in front of the average person, they may not know what it is. They don't realize the value of papaya. So you can cut it in half, scoop the seeds out, put some cottage cheese or yogurt in. You can scoop out the meat or the flesh and add that to the shake, combined with the whey protein or your hemp proteins, whatever protein you've got in the shake. The reason, or part of the reason, besides the value, the energy source, or the chi of the papaya, it's an excellent source of energy because it's very clean-burning carbohydrate, very low in protein, very low in fat. So papaya and pineapple, very, very high in carbs, but high water volume carbs, low glycemic or middle-of-the-road glycemic. So papaya and pineapple, you can freeze and put in the freezer, then add them to your shakes. You can also include them, like sometimes we will have a chicken and just have papaya with that instead of having a salad, or we'll just cut up some pineapple. So instead of a salad, that's a practical way. You can go out, let's say you're driving around and you need something to eat, go into a deli, buy a chicken and buy a pineapple and just chop it up. Another practical application is on the beach. Bring a pineapple or two to the beach with you, and you're going to really hydrate that skin and protect it from the sun. So these plants are wonderful.
Yeah, that was funny. We went to the beach one day and took a couple of pineapples cut up, and I'll tell you, were we popular? It's amazing. Now, when you're down in Southern California, they do have some of these vendors that give you fresh papaya on a stick and fresh mango on a stick, which is great because I guess you can buy them there, so it's easy to get. I guess in some places in the United States and Canada, it's a little more difficult to get fresh papaya and pineapple. But if you can, do it. You'll benefit from the health aspects of it.
Yeah, there's also cancer therapies that incorporate papaya and pineapple. There's an anti-inflammatory value. The roots of the pineapple are much higher in the bromelain activity. Papain, of course, is the proteolytic enzyme in papaya. That's why we mix it with the protein in the shake. So where you have a range of peptides and amino acids that are attached to each other in long chains, adding the papaya or pineapple to the protein will help break those bonds down. And so there's an ease of digestion, plus, of course, the antioxidant and carotenoid value of the actual plants themselves.
Yeah, so it was kind of cool. It was really was a miracle. I mean, these individuals that came here had their dinners over three or four nights. They did, and then, you know, I take them home, give them a couple of papayas to take with them because we get big boxes of them from our landlord here. They just fall off from the tree and they don't want them. So I'm like, hello, this is liquid gold. Please give it to me. So I gave these people some fresh papaya and they're just like a new person and they are so thankful. And so this is a wonderful thing. So there you go.
Yeah, they're very good for the skin. I've seen over the years people tell me that by increasing their intake of papaya or pineapple, these tropical fruits, which of course are available to pretty much anyone everywhere now, and some people say, well, they're not local, so I shouldn't eat them, but I think that equation no longer applies. We're no longer involved in a natural selection. We have induced a artificial selection, so now we have access to pretty much anything from anywhere, and we don't live outside, which is part of the formula for macrobiotics. True macrobiotics means you consume the foods in the environment, but you also endure the environment itself, and those foods give you what you need to survive in the environment, almost like how animals, through competition, adaptation, and natural selection, cohabitate and survive in the wild. They consume what they have access to, and the theory is that those plants, which are also surviving, have what the animals need to survive in that type of environment. So add papaya and pineapple to your diet if you can. Give them a shot. Work them into shakes or as snacks and as add-ons or supplements, and I think that you're going to find them a wonderful addition to your menu. Okay, let's move on to our next topic. Tracy, who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dustin Dilberg from Egoscue. Now, with Dustin's knowledge of Egoscue method and integrative medicine, he discussed the importance of posture and the understanding of how the position of your body affects health. So it was really, really cool. Dustin is also a special guest speaker for the CHI camp, and the title of his lecture is Putting Posture First. Makes a big difference, doesn't it, Corey?
Yeah, well, we talked about Dustin before, and of course we featured him as a special expert guest on SNU, and in doing so we learned that he's a surfer, surf teacher, and he has a lot of experience working with surfers. But he works with his family and with Dilberg Integrated Health on the island of Kauai. So he is like a local Hawaiian guy, and he's connected to a lot of people, and he has that sort of aloha spirit, and it really manifests through his action and behavior. So we're really looking forward to Dustin coming over and presenting. And he also represents the Egoscue methodology for postural alignment and treatment, which is so very important. You know, training is one thing and nutrition is another. Everything integrates one to another. So your posture and your position, how you sit, how you walk, how you train, very, very important stuff. And a lot of people with problems related to their spine or their joints can receive tremendous value through the Egoscue treatment. So that was wonderful and really looking forward to that. Okay, so now we're going to move on and just kind of rehearse or discuss some of the topics of our camp, which begins tomorrow. So it's a 4-day camp, and it begins at 8 a.m. And all throughout the day, we've got lectures and activities. And so, Tracy, why don't you just give us a brief outline of the 4 days?
Okay, well, it starts at 8 a.m., which is a lecture with Dr. Corey Holly. And then each day, so that's each day we do a lecture at 8 a.m. till 9:30. That's an hour and a half. Corey gets to do his thing. And then we have a Vega shake break. And we are very fortunate that Sequel Vega is so graciously supplying our protein powder, which is the complete whole food health optimizer, along with the yummy berry bars. So every day at 9:30 till 10, we'll be having a shake break. Then we'll have another shake break again at 3:30, so two shake breaks with a bar. Also, we will be having a physical activity at 10 a.m., so we will be doing walking along the Alawai Canal for a couple of days, hitting our destination. One will be the Vitamin Shop Tour, and another one will be the 24-hour fitness gym. And so that will be moving outdoors. We're only going to be inside an hour and a half in the morning and an hour and a half in the afternoon, and the rest of the day is going to be using the outdoors as our classroom. Then we will move on to a walk to the Kapi'olani Park, which is probably just about two blocks away, right by the beach. And then we're going to be having on one day a stretch class with Derek Daniels. Another day, Corey's going to do sprinting and running. Another day, we're going to do boot camp with Chad. And it's just going to be so beautiful. I don't even know if we're going to want to work out. We're just going to want to look at the beautiful view, Corey.
Well, using Hawaii, it's so beautiful as a classroom. I mean, how good is that? So I think that, like, just walking along the Alawai Canal, I mean, the other day I saw a manta ray, some weird fish. There's people fishing there. The sun is shining. And the Alawai Canal itself is kind of really nice. It sort of separates or divides Waikiki from other parts of Honolulu, if you haven't been here. So we'll walk along there. It's kind of a walk and talk. Just get some sun and movement. And then we'll go for a tour of the health food store after I talk about dietary supplements and their importance. And then the next day I'm going to talk about training, eclectic and the concept of mix and match and looking at warm-up, core training, weight training, cardio and stretching, and making sure that you understand every element of that. That's based on my 5 steps to health. And then we'll go to the gym and actually have a workout. And so in the afternoon on the first day, I'm looking forward to Andre's participation. Andre is from InfoFit. They're one of our education partners, and his title is Are Your Medications Making You Fat? So he's going to look at some of the data that relates to some issues of obesity or not being able to explain why you are beginning to collect or store excess body fat and its connection to taking medications for inflammation, I suppose, or depression, or anything that you're taking chronic, long-term, even thyroid medication, believe it or not. So the other speaker for the next day, Karen McCoy, McCoy Fitness and Health. Now, she, her title is Women and Training, The Real Story. Now, she has a real take on females and what they need and what's required. And, of course, a lot of women are struggling with weight management or body composition management. And so that presentation will look at hormonal aspects and her experience as a trainer, as a bodybuilder, as a practitioner, as a teacher and advisor. Now, she has a lot of experience in both the fitness and health food industry, and she's doing really well in her business, and she has a strong following on the island, Vancouver Island, in Victoria, or Sydney, actually, where she lives. Chad Benson from ARC Personal Training, of course, he's another speaker, and he's going to discuss the corrective techniques and strategies that prevent muscle imbalance. He's also going to lead a class out on the grass right in front of the beach. We've got a really nice spot in the shade if the sun is shining, and just being out there is so wonderful, breathing the fresh air and moving. But he's going to lead a boot camp, just a short camp, 20 minutes, just to get the blood moving and get us all energized and just to get out and walking over there. It's a beautiful walk. I'm going to be talking about motivation. I'm going to introduce my new sport type concept, and because I've always known and truly believe that character is revealed in sport, it's not built. So I'm going to relate how that is connected to a character profile, which you can use through self-analysis. And then maybe once you come to terms with your own character profile as it's revealed in sport, then you can actually manage your own character profile and move away or towards a certain behavior pattern. So those are the primary speakers. There's Dustin again, there's Chad Benson, there's Karen McCoy and Andre and myself, and then there's a lot of activity, a lot of outside. We're going to go to Manoa Falls and hike up through the lush valley where there's bamboo jungles and streams and beautiful banyan trees, and that's just wonderful, the Manoa hike. We've done that several times now. Of course, the contrast is Diamond Head, where it's hot, and we'll hike up to the very tip of that volcano and look out at the fantastic vista and view.
And then one evening we're going to be doing, it's optional, this is optional now, we're going to be doing a Corey Holly Beach walk and talk. So that'll be kind of fun. And the next evening, optional again, we'll be going to the International Marketplace to see a Hawaiian dance show with Derek Daniels, who Derek is also going to be doing the stretch class. And Derek is also going to be hosting our luau in his beautiful Hawaiian apartment, which I'm going to be doing all the cooking. Now, originally what the deal was is we were going to take our attendees to the Polynesian luau. And Corey and I went there, and it was lovely. But the thing was, the food quality just wasn't there. And you know what a stickler we are about the food quality. So white macaroni pasta salad didn't cut the mustard. So Corey says, you know, Tracy, why don't you just do the luau? So I have been preparing and preparing the luau, and I'm really, really excited. And one of our CSNA graduate and masters, Debbie Perry, has offered her recipe of coconut curry chicken. So I'm really looking forward to that. I hope I do good there, Debbie. Anyways, we are just going to be a fantastic time. It's super, super, super high energy already since Saturday. You and I are used to, Corey, a really quiet lifestyle. So so all of a sudden it's been bingo, bango, bongo. So it's good to pull out our reserves when we have to.
Absolutely. And just meeting with some of the speakers and delegates so far, even before the camp starts, has been wonderful. The quality of the conversation. And I think that one of the things that I want to focus on at this camp this year, and this is going to be an annual event, and for those of you who are listening, try and get out to the next camp. We've got about 20 people all together this year, plus I've invited about 40 coaches and all of their teams from Hawaii Pacific College and the University of Hawaii, trainers from local gyms, health food store people. So we should have a great turnout, some great energy, and a real momentum towards better understanding of health and fitness and areas that affect our lives. And so my major theme is to identify the area in your life that is causing you the most harm, that represents the struggle, and we want to sort of bring that out and then tie that in with a therapy, a process to help people change or improve and get unstuck from the mud, so to speak. So there's going to be a lot of growth. There is going to be resistance. There's going to be some excellent conversations and an opportunity for everybody to express themselves and how they really feel, which I believe is so very important. And you know what? Here in Hawaii, there's just a thing about this place that sort of brings that out. I think that's what Hang and Loose is all about. It's kind of like chilling out, being relaxed and open and honest. And there's literally a wonderful opportunity here to really be yourself and drop the artificial shields and need to protect yourself from being vulnerable. And of course, being vulnerable is really being strong, and being meek and mild is means that you're a great individual who's courageous with a lot of integrity often. So that's it for the camp, and it begins tomorrow. And we're going to finish off now with Tracy, your final word.
My final word is by Brendan Brazier, the formulator of Vega. Healthier people are capable of greater achievements.